Like a lot of great art, the following program contains nudity, so viewer discretion is advised.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the latest in classic rock news and comment. It's the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update with your host, Jeremy Lunnon.
So, should I officially call this the semi-daily update? My track record has been poor this week, especially. It's been one of those weeks. When you sit at the helm of a worldwide empire, it can be hard. And of course, I have a real job during all this. I got the radio station now. I got the podcast, the daily updates, the worst channel on YouTube. All of this falls on my rather fragile shoulders. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And so this is a little behind the scenes with the radio station. By the way, are you listening to the radio station? Some of you are. I appreciate it. In fact, surprisingly, I've got a lot of folks listening in the UK. So thank you so much. I think it's Nigel. I think it's Nigel, our AI voiceover sweeper maker. I think that might be the reason. So a funny little story. I don't want to get too behind the scenes, but we've got this. Let me kill two birds with one stone. We've got this Friday night classic metal vault. The classic metal vault with my friend Rich Hanna, who hosts it. Dude, it's metal. I mean, it's metal. I mean, I like metal, but this is metal. And it's heavy, right? It's heavy stuff. It happens tonight, midnight Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific time. If you're a metal fan, you want to check it out. But here's a funny little backstory with the radio station. So it's an online radio station. So as you can imagine, there's technical things that go on in the background. There's a little slip up. Greg is checking in. Greg says radio station was a great idea and that he loves the metal. Okay, so Greg, I'm going to put you down to be in attendance tonight at midnight Eastern to check out the Classic Metal Vault with Rich Hanna. So where was I going with this? So behind the scenes, there's certain things you have to do to make the music play, and you select categories and you program in. So there's some behind the scenes stuff, but I'm a nerd, so I like that stuff. And back in the old days when I was working radio, it was literally, we'd have like a laminated colored piece of paper that had been laminated, had a little colored wheel that represented the hour, right? And so there are little slices on this. It looked like a pie chart. And a little slice represented, you know, what's category of songs you were supposed to be playing, when you're supposed to be playing your commercials, when you're supposed to do the weather. All of that was on this wheel. So you make these wheels. So you do the same thing with the computer program. You program in, hey, I want an 80s power tune here. I want a 70s power tune here. I want something from the 60s here. Here's going to be a sweeper. Sweepers, when, you know, like a jingle. People call them jingles. Technically, they're not really jingles unless they're singing. But anyway, so you program that all in. Well, unbeknownst to me, I had miscategorized one little element. I was calling a promo, a liner, and a selected. Anyways, that threw off my wheel. The wheel is basically telling the platform what to play. And so anytime that happens, it just defaults to random, meaning it goes through your 1,500 songs, however many songs you have, and just starts playing them at random. And what it typically does is it plays, draws first from the most recently uploaded songs. So yesterday, Rich uploads all his metal for the metal vault, which happens tonight. Well, because I'd messed up my clock, it starts drawing random Anthrax tunes and Prong and all this heavy, heavy stuff that is not in my normal rotation. So imagine my surprise as I'm taking my son to school and I hear a Lou Gramm song, and then all of a sudden Prong comes on. Whoa. Nothing against that. It's just not what you're expecting at 7:30 in the morning, right? So it was funny. And I think I've got it all sorted out. Where am I going with this? Well, if you want to hear the metal as it's supposed to be played, check it out tonight on the Classic Metal Vault with Rich Hanna. That's all I'm saying. The struggles of being a radio executive, let me tell you, it's tough. So let's hop to the news. Now, I wasn't here yesterday. I mean, I was here yesterday. Didn't do an update yesterday. Sad news. Dickie Betts, 80-year-old Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band, he died of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You know, and I don't mean this in disrespect to Duane Allman at all, because Duane Allman is, you know, considered just legendary. Of course, he played with Eric Clapton on Layla, you know, masterful player. I'm just got to be honest. The Allman Brothers stuff that I like the best is the Dickie Betts stuff after Duane had already died, right? Jessica, Melissa, Ramblin' Man. I love that stuff. And that's all Dickie Betts stuff. That was all after Duane. Duane always kind of gets all the accolades. But to me, Dickie was the one that held they had most of their success commercially after Duane passed away. And yet, all the credit usually goes to Duane, and Duane was awesome, right? But Dickie just kind of unheralded as a member of the Allman Brothers, and he was awesome. Of course, you got Greg, the brother of Duane, who was a great singer and keyboard player. And so our condolences go out to the family and friends and bandmates of the great Dickie Betts. Several folks, Joe Bonamassa, Slash, Marshall Tucker Band, lots of other, you know, rockers were posting their condolences and thoughts on Dickie Betts. So I love Dickie's playing. I love, like I said, Jessica. Maybe my favorite Allman Brothers song. I love that. Just a great player. Drummer Vinny Appice has looked back on his final recording session with Ronnie James Dio. Now, they had worked together, well, starting with Black Sabbath, starting right after. So Bill Ward was on Heaven and Hell album, but he didn't tour. I think he started the tour, but couldn't do the tour. So Vinny Appice came in during the Heaven and Hell tour, and then, of course, recorded Mob Rules. When Ronnie left Sabbath, Vinny went with them. So Vinny plays on the first several Dio albums. Then, of course, he came back for Dehumanizer when Dio came back to Sabbath. And then when Heaven and Hell, they called it Heaven and Hell. It was basically a reformed Black Sabbath fronted by Dio. Appice came back for that. So these guys have played together a lot. And he talks about the last time they recorded together, this is this was as he appeared on the Double Stop podcast. Vinny says, quote, "I didn't know he was that sick. He would complain about his stomach. Then we found out he's got cancer. Oh, F, stage 4, they told Ronnie. You've got stage 4 stomach cancer. But Ronnie thought it went to 10. No, it doesn't go to 10. 4 is the worst, right? So when you got stage 4, yeah, it's not good. Vinny said that at first he responded well to the treatment, but he talks about how Ronnie had to come back in and replace some little part on a part they'd recorded. He says, quote, he had to replace some part, like a little bit of a part, not much, like a couple of words. It was just me, the engineer, Wynn Davis, and Ronnie. We're in the studio and we're going, I wonder how this is going to go, because he hasn't sang. He's been doing chemo. But once he got behind the mic, Apice says, quote, it was like, that was insane. It was amazing. It was only a couple words, but he had to fix a couple of parts. But he was like, yeah, good news, because he sounded great. Sounded great. And, you know, so Vinny talks about they're kind of excited about that. A little later, Ronnie called because they were talking about these Heaven and Hell tour dates. They'd already booked some tour dates. And you can see there's a pro shot Heaven and Hell concert on YouTube, by the way. I think they're in Germany, maybe. And this is towards the end. You know, you can tell that Ronnie looks pretty frail. He sounds good. The band sounds good. But you can tell Ronnie is this was towards the end. But this is... I don't know if this was before or after that was shot. Well, it would have had to have been after. Vinny says, Ronnie called and said, look, I'd like to get together, because Geezer lived in LA at the time, and that's where Vinny was. I'd like to get together with you and Geezer and just go through some stuff so I can sing. And that didn't happen because he died before that could happen. He died in May of 2010. News about one of my favorite bands. Oh, by the way, Greg says Black Sabbath with Blue Oyster Cult. They had the Black and Blue tour in the 80s. Yes, and you can find footage of that. Also, kind of an, I don't know if infamous is the right word, but there are various accounts of how the bands didn't really get along on that tour. Kind of interesting. Hi, Marlon. Marlon checking in too. Always good to see you, Marlon. So yeah, that's worth checking out. And by the way, Marlon, we're going to talk about, I think you're a UFO fan like myself. UFO, I think probably the most underrated band in classic rock history. Those guys should have been huge. They should be mentioned with the likes of Bad Company and Led Zeppelin and Van Halen and Sabbath. They absolutely should. UFO. This Phil Mogg says, I think it's come to a conclusion. We did that last UK tour in 2019, just before COVID. So that was kind of the end of it. And the time was right. There are still folks holding out hope for one final UFO tour. And this kind of quashes that, right? Paul Raymond died, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. Of course, Pete Way died, 5 or 6 years ago. So original or legacy members, there aren't many left. One of the things that's overlooked that people often forget is Shanker came back in the 90s to UFO and made like 3 awesome albums with UFO. A lot of folks aren't aware of that. Walk on Water, Sharks, and Covenant, I think, are the 3 albums. I could be wrong. I think those are the 3 albums that Shanker cut with UFO in the 90s. And they're awesome. And of course, no one knows anything about them, but they are awesome albums. But UFO is done. You know, Phil says, no, it's done. Phil had a heart attack back in 2022. And that kind of slowed things down. And it doesn't look like there will be, let me see. Greg's chiming in here. He says, I was just going to say that, oh my God, they have so many great songs. As you know, Jeremy, I agree with you about UFO. Greg's a huge UFO fan. And of course, Marlon is as well. Anyone that has a Shanker picture in their profile, you know, they're probably a UFO fan. Greg says, you and Jeremy are absolutely right about UFO. They are great. They are great. And so I've said it many times. I've gone on record. I'll say it again. The greatest live album ever released is Strangers in the Night by UFO. I believe that. I think it's the best live album ever. And I would invite anyone and everyone to listen to it multiple times every day. You should do it. Led Zeppelin legend Robert Plant has become patron of a UK charity supporting homeless people. Good for him. I love it when rich rock stars do good things, and we need to share that, right? I think sometimes we have this image of all these rich, whether it's rock stars or anyone that's rich, we tend to think sometimes we cast aspersions. Is that a word? Aspersions? Anyways, sometimes we don't like rich people. But you know what? A lot of rich people do a lot of good things, and they have the means to do it. So good for them. So Robert Plant has been a longtime supporter of the work of the Good Shepherd, which is an organization in the UK that helps homeless people. He, for many years, when he does his concerts, he would have folks from this organization come in and, you know, have materials and to hand out and kind of talk about their programs. So now he's kind of taken a more visible role as an actual, I don't know the title that they use here, a patron. He's becoming a patron of this Good Shepherd organization that supports homeless people. So good for Robert. Good job. Ringo Starr has announced new dates for his all-star band. Now, he's been touring with his all-star band, got like 30 years. This has been going on a long time, maybe even longer than that. And so if you're not familiar with Ringo's all-star band, is, you know, every couple of years he does this big tour where he brings in various famous musicians that just go on a tour. And they play, you know, Ringo's two or three songs. They probably do a few Beatles songs, but then they play a handful of songs from each of the artists that are part of the all-star band. Like, for instance, Steve Lukather of Toto, almost every year or every time they do it, is part of it. Billy Squire has done it. Edgar Winter is a regular. Greg Raleigh from Journey and Santana, he's done it. Can't remember the guy's name. Richard Page, is that his name? The guy from Mr. Mister, bass player and a great singer. He's often a part of it. So it's just kind of a revolving door of musicians that do, and they apparently have a lot of fun, and they sound really good. And this is just something that Ringo has done for years and years and years. So they've added 9 new dates. They've already announced the spring dates, but now they've announced dates into September. And Ringo will also release a new EP, Crooked Boy. That happens on Record Store Day, which is this Saturday, April 26th. February Sky is the first single from the EP. It was released last week. I haven't seen it. Ringo Starr's February Sky released last week, and I missed it. I got to go check it out. And Marlon says Warren Ham has played with Ringo. That is true. Yep, absolutely. Toxzilla. Hi, Toxzilla. He's checking in. He says, luckily, I saw Dio twice, once in 84, then again with Heaven and Hell. I saw Dio on the Last in Line, which I think was 84. That's when I saw him. Yeah, he had Viv was with him still at the time. Thanks for checking in, Toxzilla. So yeah, if you have a chance to see Ringo's all-star band, I would highly recommend it. I've saw several clips on YouTube, and they sound really good. It looks like everyone has a great time. Let's go to our mailbag. You can email me, classicguitarrock@mail.com, classicguitarrock@mail.com. This is from Lauren. Lauren is a regular supporter, and that is awesome. We'd love to hear from Lauren. Lauren's last email was about Blue Oyster Cult, so this is a follow-up. Hey, Jeremy, just as I thought, BOC's record label, Frontiers, was eager for more material from BOC, which explains ghost stories. Now, in Lauren's last email, Lauren mentions that the Ghost Stories album is just not that good. Right. And to be honest, I haven't listened to it yet, Lauren. The email continues. Too bad the guys had nothing better to give Frontiers. Did you listen to the 50th anniversary live recording of their first album? I love it. I'm sure they recorded the night they did the Tyranny and Mutation album and Secret Treaties. Too bad they couldn't release those as well. Those would be great. I love Secret Treaties. That might be my favorite BOC album. Maybe they weren't happy with the final outcome. Who knows? That would have been cool to hear. I was super impressed with how well they pulled off the entire first album. Here's a link to the interview. And then there's a link to a Metal Voice. Metal Voice, by the way, is a great podcast. He has great interviews. So Lauren includes a link to an interview with Buck Dharma talking about that. So Lauren, thanks for the email. Any of you can email us at classicguitarrock@mail.com. Guys, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you to you who check in during the update. Thank you for following on YouTube, on Facebook, here on X. And I hope you have a great weekend. We'll do it all again next week. Live long and prosper. Bye-bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Thanks for listening. You can email Jeremy at classicguitarrock@mail.com.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Tune in each weekday for the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.